With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. A medical marijuana program approved by voters in November will become law on July 1st. Representative Greg Jameson of Sioux Falls says legislators from both chambers worked hard on a compromise delaying the implementation of Initiated Measure 26, but they reached an impasse.
Let's take this moment to reunify us together, and we'll bring back IM-26 back to the people as they voted for it, and job well done.
It's a blow to Governor Kristi Noem, who, early this session, said the state needed until July 1st of 2022 to implement a medical marijuana program correctly. A few weeks later, her office said the state could get one implemented by January 1st. On Monday, the state Senate added provisions that decriminalized up to 1 ounce of marijuana possession for adults over 21. The House did not like those changes, but the Senate didn't budge. Since neither chamber could agree, the delay on IM-26 died in the House chamber. It was the last major hurdle for lawmakers this session. All that's effectively left to pass is the state budget. Advocates for recreational marijuana in South Dakota argue that the future of the ballot initiative process is at stake as the state Supreme Court weighs a voter-passed constitutional amendment to legalize marijuana. South Dakota voters in November passed a constitutional amendment legalizing marijuana, but a state circuit judge in January struck that down as unconstitutional. Marijuana advocates have appealed to the Supreme Court in a case that will determine whether recreational pot becomes legal in the state. An effort to block the merger of two state departments has failed. Governor Kristi Noem signed an executive order in January proposing the merger of the Department of Agriculture with the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Democratic Senator Troy Hiner tried to stop it, but his bill came up one vote short in the Senate. His attempt to have the bill reconsidered also failed. Supporters of the merger say it will cut red tape for farmers and ranchers. Opponents say it will lessen the state's focus on environmental regulation. Heinert says it could also erode services for South Dakotans.
I think ag is important. Ag deserves its own department. I also believe that DENR is equally as important, and it deserves to have its own department.
Without further legislative action, the merger will take effect next month, 90 days after Noem signed the executive order.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
All three members of South Dakota's congressional delegation voted against the latest COVID relief bill. They say the $1.9 trillion legislation is too broad and expensive. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Democrats passed the bill with no Republican support. The bill includes direct payments to many Americans, extended unemployment benefits, money for vaccine distribution and school reopenings, and other pandemic-related items. South Dakota state and local governments will get $1 billion. Republicans objected to funding for other Democratic priorities, like health care subsidies, the National Endowment for the Arts, and failing employer pension plans. Senator John Thune and his South Dakota colleagues voted for previous COVID relief bills during the Trump presidency, but Thune says some of that money remains unspent, and the country is past the worst of the health crisis.
I mean, I've talked to cities in South Dakota who couldn't figure out how to spend the money. I'm not saying that there wasn't a need to do something. I'm just saying there wasn't a need to do this. And this certainly could have been done in a bipartisan way, in a way that was much more fiscally responsible and targeted.
Thune's Senate colleague Mike Rounds also voted against the bill. So did Representative Dusty Johnson, who says the bill should have been more tightly focused on areas of need.
It seems to me that during the depths of a crisis, you know, a wartime investment to combat that challenge is only appropriate. Toward the end of the challenge, investing those kind of dollars in a series of unrelated governmental spending provisions, I would view very differently.
South Dakotans who are eligible based on income stand to receive thousands of dollars. That includes $1,400 for every person and dependent, plus a $3,000 tax credit for each child. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
A new priority group is now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination. The State Health Department is providing shots for teachers, childcare workers, college staff, college students living in dormitories, and funeral workers. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Reisden says people who were previously eligible can still receive the vaccine. She says there is progress vaccinating those vulnerable to the coronavirus.
In fact, we've seen over 70% of people aged 65 and old in our state be vaccinated, and those are great numbers.
The CDC reports South Dakota is fifth in the nation for vaccinations per capita. Roughly 36,000 people have received at least one dose per 100,000 people. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.